Hey guys, thank you so much for sharing all the information we're putting out at Operation Free Dalton. It's crucial we get this out as soon as possible, as far and wide as we can, because we have to hold these officials accountable for the weird they do and the discrepancy between bond amounts given to people with multiple priors, murders, rape. It's unspeakable, some of the things these people have done versus Dalton's unprecedented $1.25 million bond. And the DA, Robert Nash, wanted to give him no bond. But this same DA gave individuals who committed multiple murders, priors, bonds less than $100,000. A lot of people think this is attacking white people, freedom of speech, and then, kid gloves for the crimes black people commit. But what we have to understand is, and black community, listen when I say this. When they give these low bonds to the people terrorizing your communities, they're doing that to hurt you. That's a weapon. As much as this high bond is a weapon against Dalton and free speech, letting these criminals go for next to nothing, knowing they're gonna kill people you know, your friends and family at some point. These people are the problem. Dalton was exposing that. He found himself in the middle. And before I play the audio of Dalton, I just want to let you know that Dalton's not like he's just a dude. He's a contractor who got canceled over this word. He took the word that ruined his life and found himself not being able to have a job. I mean, the cancel efforts to get him fired and to not get him work when he started his own business, a lot of people put a lot of effort into that. And black people, let's just be honest. The blackest thing you could do if you had your life ruined over talking to a white guy, call him cracker. Blackest thing you could do is just walk around, call everyone cracker if you're going to get paid for it. That was the spirits of the civil rights movement, right? And he was just starting to earn respect and build bridges between the black community who understood that he wasn't doing it out of hostility or that he didn't or that he hated black people. That wasn't the issue. You saw how he lit up when he would ask people, do you believe in free speech? And then, drop the N-bomb. And, if they were cool about it, he matched that energy and he loved it and he lit up. And I saw that he was on that arc. He was dramatizing a lot of pent-up things in the culture. And I think that's why they wanted him out. Before I play the audio, I just want to say stop using Dalton as a symbol to escalate conflict or to lynch him. He's a person. And we all have something in common with Dalton, whether you're white
All right,
or
folks,
black.
that is a video from Archetype Theory. And again, I thought I'd just let, his video play because he's actually done a lot of work behind the scenes helping Dalton, aka Chud the Builder. And I'll show you some of the information that he's been able to compile proving just how unfair and politicized the arrest of Chud the Builder has been. More on the other side, folks. Stay with us. We still have Cuba to talk about and Iran and so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the War Room, AlexJonesLive.com. That's AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link.